It's like we're calling people inside bus.
Yes.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? We're going there straight to. What if I change here? One chance.
Oh, your change.
Yeah, so everybody, anywhere you are, if you're not on this ride, I don't know what you're going to be on, all right?
Wale.
Yeah, so legally, we're here this morning. Yeah,
good morning, Lagos. 9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos? I'm trying to be as posh as possible, but the Agbero in us will not let us be.
Agbero, is the person that gbe diru. The one that calls the passengers.
Yes.
Or your passenger.
Yes.
In Igbo land. It's Agbero.
I'm the cute one. You are the area one.
There's no cuteness in Agbero.
I'm the cute Agbero.
Yeah.
Picture me at a bus stop.
Okay.
Like I'm dressed right now. Oh. And I'm walling people.
No, nobody will enter.
They will.
You think it's one chance?
I don't understand.
You tackle him.
I like this type of work. This one chance.
You wear glasses. Okay, by the way, her tailor has been cheating her. When she gives 6 years, the tailor uses two. But so she'll be dressed. She'll say, Walek Pelo change Victoria Island. Nobody will enter.
You'd be shocked. Only men will enter the bus.
To do what?
And they'll be recording me.
To do what?
Wale, hold your change, yo. I beg. I know
everybody,
your change.
Everybody,
oh, my God. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show,
morning, guys.
Morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. I love Wednesdays because it begins, you know, to give you a feel of what you're going to be expecting on the weekend. It splits the week into two.
So if you love Wednesdays, what day do you not like? Exactly.
Sunday, because it reminds me that Monday is just around the corner.
You don't like Sundays.
But I love Mondays, by the way. I don't like Sundays because by the time you're done from whatever you're doing by 12 o'clock,
the day
is
done.
It's the end.
Okay, I'll call Dr. Fred. You need to see him. We have a doctor. Yeah, you're not okay. All right, 11 minutes past.
Get that.
All right, let's start the show. How do we start it? We start with a portion of the show we call
Sound Off.
And in Sound Off, we talk about things you like to talk about, you want to hear about. And we've made it that way that, hey, don't come in. Just leave us to do that. And whichever part you want to talk about later is up to you. But we won't read any message as that. We just talk about the move on. Then we get into the musing. The musing is where we let our hair down, if you have hair. And we'll talk about it.
That's a subtle self-shade.
Yeah, I'm bald by choice. So the other part of the show is where we get our guest is coming today. Mm-hmm. The name I don't want her to mention, but she'll do it again. What's his name?
Shegun Shopiton.
She got it. All right, Mr. Shopiton is coming again today, and it's going to be fun all the way through. We're going to be taking some breaks here and there, short, long, as it may be, but stay with us, all right?
Yes, and if you plan to not listen to this show, please unplan that plan.
Oh, God.
You understand? Because at the 11 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about how we could discourage money politics in Nigeria going forward. Okay? Right. So get ready. Here is Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give a date.
It's What's Up Lagos right here.
Yeah.
You feel good?
Go!
This is Sound Off.
All right. Members of the National Executive Council of the Academic Staff Union of Universities will on Monday, past Monday gone by, hold a crucial meeting to decide on whether to do a fresh strike or not, according to a daily. The decision to convene at that time, after the NEC meeting, which National Union of ASU was holding, is because of the discrepancies, the problems we still had after the 8-month strike was over. We started hearing prorated salaries, half salaries, and the works. And we thought that parents that would have sent back their children, those that are schooling in Maiduguri, those that are schooling in Calabar, they would have said, okay, it's time to go back to school, pack up and go. And many of them did go. Some are planning to. Some stopped the part-time jobs, the things they were doing to go back.
And headed back.
Some sent money for them to pay another rent for where they live and stuff. Some have paid for school, for tuition. And now we're talking about another strike. And there were things that we were saying, that we heard what, that the president wasn't in the country. When he comes, we need his signature to be on some documents so this doesn't go on. And we're still hearing the drum roll that ASUU could go back. Another strike. Now, this is not what we want right now. There are many things. Politics is taking over despite the fact that we're saying inflation is at its highest, the currency issue, different things. But this strike, can we get it over and done with? Can we look at one problem and solve it completely? Can we just blink? Can we just say, okay, ASUU, you've done this 8 months, we're back. Can we start afresh? Can we pay them these monies and move on? We've borrowed for many things. We've borrowed for many things. Nigerians might even say they've not seen what you've done with the monies. But this is something we all need to get a move on.
Look, taxpayers' money is being spent on jet fuel for unnecessary travels abroad.
Nearly 300 days.
Yeah. All kinds of things our monies are spent on that should not be prioritized in any way. But then the education that we have, even yet to scratch the surface when it comes to the SDGs, we have not even scratched it.
At all.
But then we're still dilly-dallying. Okay, there's been an agreement of sorts. Go back to school. But you have not met your part of the deal. Again. Why are we here playing the same music and dancing like we're drunken masters? It's very annoying.
It is irritating also.
Look, the UNILAG, they're already protesting and Uniport is going to follow suit. Come on, guys. The year is about to end. Our children have been going back and forth like a yo-yo in this game of ping pong that government and ASUU is playing. How long can we continue like this?
How long do we want to do this?
I'm so exhausted with this conversation, but can we stop talking about it? No, because government has refused to be, to show some sort of leadership. ASUU is also on the other side, continuing to drag the rope. So let's meet each other halfway. Okay, ASUU has gone back to school. Can you just do what you're supposed to do? There has to be a compromise of sorts for our children's sake. I know it doesn't bother you because your children don't go to our schools, but
Not even your ward's children.
Have some conscience, because you begged to lead us. Now you're leading us, but you're not helping us. How can we even point to your leadership if it's nothing that we can actually write home about or even applaud? Help us.
And there's a minister. There's a minister supposed to be on that seat. And there was a time the president said, I give them 2 weeks to sort this out. It took 8 months plus. Can we get a move on? Can we leave this?
Talk, no action to match it. Let's keep it moving, guys. Keep it moving.
The tiring sound off.
Sound off. When the ladies and the men all around, break us right here.
My people are so. Yeah, that's how we roll. Don't jazzy again. All right, it's 10:19. Get jealous in us.
You suck.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Yeah, so my family, thank you.
You suck. We family, they will identify with you right now.
I dedicate this award to Marianne O'Connor. She made me do this.
But I don't know you.
Imagine when you want to dedicate the award, the person stands up and says, God forbid.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's time for our meetings. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cole and he's Tretch.
They will laugh after mentioning your name. It's just rubbish.
Only good laughter.
This one,
because you see, when they say Mary, she has money, she gives me money. Yeah.
Then you will wake up.
Anyway, let's go to our musings this morning. We like to muse before we go into serious conversations every day on this show. And today we're going to talk about something I hate to talk about.
Go on.
The age of marriage. Why do we even have to talk about it? There's a clown in this studio this morning. Stretch, take it away.
Yes. So, I'm asking you, what do you think? What actually do you feel? Is there actually a suitable age to get married? Is there an age? Thinking of what marriage entails.
Hey, I've seen people get married at 60, though.
60?
Yep.
All right.
Too many.
Okay. So is there an age? Like you say, okay, you're of marrying age. You know, we say that, yeah? So you're too young.
Very annoying.
You're too old. You should get married. You should be bringing back a man to the house. You should be, where is your wife?
That's true. Where's your wife?
Where's your wife? Should be bringing back a woman now. You're letting me. So what is that age? Is there a difference in age between them for a man or a woman?
Because there seems to be a disparity of sorts.
When a girl is just, when she just finishes, or somebody wants the clock 20 or 21, 22, they start looking at them funny.
So why are you sitting there and crossing your legs and wasting my time?
This one, you want to be
watching my DSTV and eating my food.
Better go to your husband's house.
Your mates have children and they're in their husband's house. Yes. Why are you opening your teeth?
When I was your age, I had you.
Mommy, that was your choice.
So why don't you make a choice now?
Mommy, that's your choice. Me, I'm a baby girl. I want to chill.
Mm-hmm. What about the guys? The guy you're looking at, you're still single? You have a good job. You're still single?
You need to leave my house. Stop eating my food. Go and look for your own house. So, at your age, I had started mm-hmm. working in the Ministry of Works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? I was working at the Ministry of Works at your age. So is there an age? Maybe is there some age you get to? We know 18, you can vote. Mm-hmm. Is there some age you get to and it's time to get married? Right? That's what we're musing on. Mm. And there's no right or wrong answer. If
at
you know.
All. We're just talking.
Let's
talk.
Get to know.
Let's
right?
talk.
Maybe we'll pick up something from you and probably pick up something from someone else.
Yeah.
We got phone lines.
And from the clown in the studio. Yeah. Who's been talking to herself the
I'm
whole
I'm telling
time.
You. We got phone lines 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And we did something special. We got a special room for females. We put on the phone line. The number is 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190.
Okay. So we're going to be taking your thoughts and your comments in a bit, but we have to go for a quick break. Don't forget, today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
One shot.
One shot coming up.
Let's see how many of you can win.
Let's see how many of you can win.
5K. Can you stop saying what I'm saying?
Okay, sorry.
Goodbye.
We're already in Lagos, 10:41 on the clock, and we're moving on. The musing is on, and we're asking, what is the age you think? What is the age, the appropriate age to get married? Is there a different one for men? Is there a different one for women? All right?
Yes.
Let us get to know.
Yes, we're asking you, and the phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. For the ladies, you can call 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. And it's Wednesday, so in a bit, we're going to play One Shot. So join the conversation. The phone. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mimi and Fred.
Morning, sir. What's your name, sir?
Can I call him?
All right, Ekene. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right.
I think when the person is matured in sense.
Okay, go on. When the person is what?
Matured in sense, in reasoning.
Is there an age? Is there an age for maturity?
So what is the age of maturity in reasoning?
What the person is, some people could be 30 or 40, but their sense of reasoning will be nothing to write them about.
Okay, so somebody in the family will be watching when they are able to reason. Bam, you are 32. You are married now.
Not like that. What I mean is that the person will be able to. I mean, the reason be matured enough in sense. Because I look like 40, 50, but they can't reason very well.
So those ones should not marry.
It depends on now.
Okay.
And again, it depends on that person's financial.
It work, Abian. Now you are talking.
Well done.
Now you are talking. All right.
Person, we're not going, man. We're not going to marry.
All right.
I was waiting for someone to say that.
I mean, like, seriously.
Because again, how can you tell that as a parent, as a family member, how can you tell that the person has gotten to a point of maturity?
Yeah.
Is it how they say what they say? Is it how they do what they do? Is it how they make people feel? What exactly? How exactly can you tell that person is mature enough for marriage?
What's
turn
up,
off your
Lagos?
Radio, please.
Turn off your radio.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good
what's
morning.
Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Cheers morning. To life. Morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mediana and Stretch.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
My name is Godwin Etem. I'm calling you from Lekki.
Welcome, Godwin. Sir.
For me, let me make it very quickly. For me, there's no age, you know, for me or for anybody that, no advice to, I don't have any age for someone to get married. But what I just...
Wait. Sorry, hold on. You say what?
You don't have any age. So yeah, somebody can marry at 15.
See, what I'm saying is that once you're above that 18, for me, you are capable of getting married. Because married now... If you are not financially capable of, you know, getting to marry, so don't even start it, because at the end of the day, you know that it won't work.
Let me ask you again. Sorry to cut you. So is it only money that is required for you? Are there no things you need to know?
But stretch. Sir? Like I said, that is the most important aspect of it all.
Okay.
Because once you know, like, because when you get by now, you know, you have a lot of things to deal with.
Okay.
Then by the time you start having kids, it becomes a lot of an issue, you know, like Nigeria of today.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that money, that's number one aspect. Then you can talk about love. Then I can.
Okay.
Then maybe you say age as well.
Okay.
But for me, I don't have any limit. Once you have the money, you're good to go.
Okay, Godwin. Thank you.
God bless you.
So stretch. If I have money now,
yeah,
I just come
money.
And marry. I'll sweep you off your feet.
They'll marry me out. They'll marry me out to you.
No, they don't have to marry out. I just marry. I just come and take you.
You have money.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just give your parents how much. I say, how much is this?
How much for this guy? This commodity.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning.
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Treasure. Good morning, Treasure
Marianne. Good morning, sir.
I've always been trying to call your number for more than 1,000 years.
Oh, hey! My God.
And I'm Jesus cool. Finally did it.
Praise the Lord, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Mm. All right, bros. Oh, yeah, tell us why you become
this. As for me, when you are emotionally mature enough, and then if you know you have, you know, when you don't have money, you know, everything revolves around money these days. Gone are those days when if you know if you are a hunter or you can go to farm, at least if you can provide food for the family, you are good to go. But now, money is the cocoa. When you have the money,
so if you share in percentages, what percentage does money take? 60, 80?
At least, okay, let's say the way the economy is now,
yes.
if you're earning, let's say, 100k plus every month, you're good to go.
Okay, so you can get, then later start looking for love.
No, love, that is why I say when you are emotionally mature enough, then with that you can know how to love and know how to you know, manage any situation at all. From there you are good to go.
All right.
What are the yardsticks for measuring emotional maturity, Stretch?
There are none. Honestly, emotional maturity
or intelligence.
Intelligence. There's the IQ part. Somebody might not be able to read and write and is very intelligent.
No, I mean, yeah, so, but we're talking about the emotional maturity part.
And so there's no graph to check that out. And even, who is checking?
It should be.
Okay. So you check now, so how do I know you're emotionally intelligent?
But that's what I'm asking, because a lot of people are having that conversation that, you have to be emotionally mature for you to be able to handle marriage, be able to handle relationships.
So I'm saying for you...
What are the yardsticks?
For you, the person that is checking another person's emotional intelligence, how emotionally intelligent are you?
Exactly. Hence my question again. Can somebody help me to give the yardsticks.
But I think the only one that is cutting across everything is money.
That's not emotional intelligence. I can have money and I'll treat you like trash.
And I will excuse you. People excuse.
I will never excuse that. No matter how rich you are, you can't treat me like a piece of garbage.
Society excuses you when you have money.
Society is everybody. Society.
See, let me don't be speaking English. Society. When you get to a point, there are people that are ruling us now that don't have the intelligence to be able to handle
none,
a flat.
Not even emotional.
Good. So they have the money. They are driving those vehicles. They are going around and they will sit somewhere and make decisions about you and me.
I don't think we should be talking about emotional intelligence when it comes to leadership. I think we should be talking about conscience. Pure conscience. Human conscience.
When they make decisions, you have money to buy this, you have money to buy that, you choose to use that money to go and build a house in another country. That is a very near insanity. But it's what we condone here. So I'm saying nobody
can
check.
So money is the root of all stupidity.
Money. So when someone has money and comes, what does he do? He's a businessman. Where does he work? We don't reveal this.
Clearing and forwarding.
Then he comes there and marries your child and you say, yeah, that man
and
good.
Beats her up every
he will take
single
care of you,
day.
You know?
Because he has money.
Yeah.
And then you look the other way. Oh, yeah. Gwenny, it's not happening. Yeah. No. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
All right. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Yes, to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Ikorodu.
All right.
Go ahead, quickly.
What I see that someone must be emotionally matured. If you are not emotionally matured, that's why you see many marriages being break. We see the wife.
So how do you check? Like Maria asked, how do you check? How do you know who is emotionally mature? How can you tell?
It's very hard, though.
Exactly. Mm. That's so no.
Mm-hmm. So this is your take-home assignment. Yes. It attracts 50 marks. Submit on Monday. No, on Monday.
Okay, Monday.
I give you some time because I'm emotionally intelligent. By Monday, you submit it. We gotta go for a break. I think InfoGirl has some information for us.
Does she know that?
Do you know that you've got information for us, baby?
All right.
And then right after, we're going to play One Shot. Okay? All right, let's play One Shot. Don't forget, you have one shot at these questions. Yes, so I'll take one person. Let's see, quickly, call 0700-993-993-993. Let's play One Shot. If you can answer my question, there's no I'll give you options. If you option, you can win 5,000 naira. Let's go. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. My name is Marvelous. I'm calling from Aja.
All right, Marvelous, are you ready?
Yes.
You have 5 seconds to give me the right answer.
Okay.
Which mammal is known to have the most powerful bite in the world? A. Hippopotamus. B. Tiger. C. Lion.
Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus, you are correct!
Yay!
Okay. What's your name again?
My name is Marvelous Okonakpan.
Marvelous, send us a WhatsApp message right now with all your details, all right? We'll be right back after this break. Yes, we are having fun. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Cheers to life. Mm. So before we went on that break, yes, we were giving you money. Well, you know, we're very happy people. We're always happy to give you money. Yes, so it's one shot. Let's see if we can get three more winners this morning. Our first winner is yet to send me his information. Oga, send your information now on WhatsApp. If you want the WhatsApp number, I can read it out for you right now. Send me a WhatsApp message. Don't say you don't have WhatsApp. Look for somebody's WhatsApp and send us that information, okay? I'm going to give you the number right now. Our WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. I'll take it again. 0809-597-5805. Send me your name and your full contact details, of course, with your phone number in case the WhatsApp you're using to send us is not yours. Okay, quickly do that, or else no 5K for you. Do you understand? All right. So call me right now. One shot. You have 5 seconds to give me the right answer, and at least do it in 5 seconds. All right, let's go. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, ma.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, life.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Onye Chigi.
Onye, are you ready?
How old are you, Onye?
I'm 19 years old, ma.
Please tell your mommy or your daddy to turn off that radio.
Okay, ma. Now turn it off.
Perfect. All right, let's go.
Yes, ma.
Huh. How many compartments are in a cow's stomach? A, 8. B, 6. C, 4. You have 5 seconds.
4.
Are you sure?
Yes, ma.
Is that your last question, last answer?
Yes, ma.
Congratulations! All right, do you have a phone of your own?
What's your full name again?
Onyechi
Najofo.
Onyechi Najofo. You will send us a message on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Your full name. Which
but I don't have your WhatsApp number.
I will call it.
You have a pen, right?
Yes.
Okay, write it now.
Onyechi 0809.
Yes.
59.
Yes, ma'am.
75.
Yes, ma'am.
805.
Yes, ma'am.
Please, I'm not in, ma'am. Why are you making me feel old? What's all this? Congratulations.
You can call me, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Inyechi, for calling. Well, we got 2 winners so far. Who's going to be the next lucky guy? Stretch, this is your turn.
Young who?
It's your turn.
Okay. All right, let's
repeat
go.
Repeat after me. Say, it's my turn.
What language should I use? It's my turn.
Okay. All right. We're taking another call, and this will be hopefully our next winner.
All right.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name,
what's
sir?
Up, Lagos?
Okay. What's your name, sir?
This is Bola calling from Ojo.
Your name is Bola?
Dollar.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It seems as if today people are winning. May you not break that trend. Receive it.
Hello.
All right. Are you ready? 5 seconds, all right?
Yeah.
How many balls are on a pool table at the start of a game? Option A, 16. Option B, 17. Option C, 18.
5 seconds.
16. How many?
16.
Oh, Bola, you were very, very close to missing it, but you got it right. Congratulations! Yeah! Today's International Day for winning.
Bola, right. Congratulations. Bola, what's your full name?
I'm Sulaiman Abolanle.
All right, Sulaiman Abolanle.
Send us your name and your phone number via WhatsApp right now because we will need it for your identification and your money collection.
Yes.
Yeah, your money, your WhatsApp number, please.
0809-59-75805.
You got it, Bola. Okay, it's your turn, Bola.
Baba got it and disappeared. Well, congratulations to all three of our winners. If you do not send your contact details, don't call us and say, they didn't send me the money. We've been announcing the numbers over and over again. You lose it, you lose 5K. How about that? Mm-hmm. In a bit, we're going to be talking about how we can discourage money politics in Nigeria. And our guest is going to be here in a bit. Stay with us.
Right, it's still WhatsApp Lagos, 11:11 on the clock, and they say Nigeria is not going to the World Cup. Kiss Daniel is performing in Qatar.
Yes,
my baby daddy, Buga is going to perform it in Qatar. Although we don't qualify to play the ball, but we're going to be the ones singing to the world.
To be the ballers.
Yes,
at that game.
We are playing ball, but we are balling.
Hey, good dude. Hey,
Kiss Daniel, go on,
fly boy.
Fly boy.
Hey. All right. right, it's time for us to go into serious conversations on the last lap on the show. My name is Mary Anna Cohn, his stretch. And in the studio, our guest just joined us, Segun Chokwitan. The chairman ACT Network. We had him last week, and by popular demand, we brought him back again.
Yes.
Today, we're going to be talking about monetizing politics, money politics, and why it should be discouraged. I'd just like to give you some background. Ahead of the 2023 general elections, the immediate past chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, Professor Atahiru Jega, had expressed worry over the monetization of politics in the country. Professor Jega was the INEC chairman when an opposition political party, the APC, edged out the ruling party then, the PDP, in 2015 to form the government at the center. He spoke during the National Working Committee of the People's Redemption Party, because he's become party man now, over the weekend, and he did talk about the fact that we have to work assiduously towards the success of our politics. He says it is not money that wins election, although in this country it appears it is now on the front burner of winning elections. So on that premise, we start our conversation. Segun, first things first, when people say, oh, we need to edge out money politics, is it something that can happen in a day? Can we just blink twice and it's over?
Thanks for having me again.
Welcome, Segun.
Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, world. Because I know people abroad listen to you guys. So when we talk about money politics, I think it's important that we make a distinction.
Yeah.
First of all, so that it's clear, people understand that. Yeah. What you're talking about is the negative side of money
of
politics.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're doing politics, you do need money.
Okay.
And you need a lot of it, legitimately. You need money to run your logistics. You need money for advertising. You need money for campaigns. You need money for rallies, you know, and all of that. And it's a lot of money we're talking about. It's not easy. So there's that. And then there's the other side, you know, vote buying being one major one.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say vote buying, again, we need to make a distinction between vote buying at the polling centers and vote buying by subverting the will of the people, for example, during primaries.
Mm.
You know, so the primaries of the two major political parties that we have in Nigeria, for example, you know, we saw an obscene display
mm-hmm.
of the use of money in dollars, in foreign currency, to influence, you know, how delegates were going to vote.
Mm.
You know, so that's a major problem. Can it be dealt with? Can it go away in a blink? I think the answer is pretty obvious. It's a no, but we have to try.
Because you see, when we talk about money politics or we talk about vote buying, we're always referring to the elections proper or mm-hmm. previous to the elections. But then let's start even from the moment you declare an interest or intent to run, where the political parties peg these amounts for whatever intent forms, and of course buying the candidacy in itself. It's a lot of money. So maybe let's start from there. Should we not be looking at political parties first?
And let me modify this. Is it peculiar to our claim? Do we have these issues outside? We have other democracies we're trying to copy. And when you come to a political party telling you that to get a form, you have to pay this amount of millions. So for the fact that some parties do the same thing free means that this thing can be done free.
Absolutely.
In the country.
Absolutely.
So where do we get this from?
It's a systematic and deliberate exclusion of a certain demographic from the political system. That's what this is about. It's nothing else. So very excellent observation you've made and question about other climes.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, you know, if you go to the United States, you know, the UK and all that, you are not required to pay. I think, you know, when this was really topical, I think it was like something like $1,000 or something, you know, ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah.
Because there are administrative costs to your declaring your intention. So it's fine to pay a certain amount. But I mean, come on, 100 million naira, 40 million naira. What exactly is the party doing with that money as it relates to my declaring my intention to run for an office. It's ridiculous. So obviously the only reason that they're doing that is to deliberately exclude people who don't have the means.
Okay.
So the parties have to, we have to start by campaigning for the parties to find a different way of determining seriousness. You know, of sieving people, you know, because that's one of the things they will say. They will tell you that one of the reasons that they set the bar so high is to ensure that unserious people, in quote, don't emerge. You know,
unserious,
so
in this case would definitely be financially unserious.
Exactly.
Because if you want to serve, you don't need money to prove that.
Okay. Exactly. So they need to find a different way. For example, can't you run tests? Can't you run integrity tests, mental check tests? Can't you run
drug tests?
I'm sorry, but these people, I'm sorry, they're not dropping from Mars. They've been your party members over time. Some of them have been kingmakers. Mm-hmm. So, well, maybe the drug test and the, you know, psychiatric tests, maybe I'd allow that. But then you do obviously know the antecedents of some of these people because they have been chieftains. For example, look at the front runners that we have for some of these political parties, especially the bigger ones. They've been, some of them have been the backbone of those political parties. So really, what exactly are you looking for? You know them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think that the idea must be, what we need to encourage and what we need to push for, what we need to fight for, is a scenario where beyond those guys that we know, you know, others who have some sort of antecedent of performance, of capacity, you know, in other fields can actually aspire. You know, so we don't want a political system where the only people that can emerge to run for office, especially the higher offices, are people who have held public office and who have stolen our public, you know, public funds, because that's the only way they can afford to fund the campaigns, you know, the humongous amount of money that you need.
I want to again push you.
Yep.
Could, I'm not in any way making a case for corruption, but could also the reason why corruption is on the up and up be based on the fact that the demands from political parties and the campaigning itself could be the reason why more and more people are stealing? Could that be the reason? Because I'm just curious. If I have to break a bank to buy my way through to the top, I still have to lobby some people within the party, which is not a bad idea. But when we look at the financial commitments, could it play a huge role in why corruption is still on the increase?
It's absolutely a factor. And you can't run away from it. If I from my pocket, if I take 10 billion naira from my pocket, from my personal account somewhere, and I run a campaign, I mean, come on, I must get that money back.
It's just, have return on logic. Investment.
I must have a return on investment, in quotes. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. And that's why this conversation about money politics is critical, because it sets the tone for a chain reaction of events that eventually ends up stealing the future of citizens, because at the end of the day, these politicians will take that money back. They'll take it back.
Okay, let me also, because this conversation we're asking the question, how do we stop this? Now, it looks like political parties have constitutions, and this thing they do as selling from 100 million, 40 million, checking out who they want to contest, it's actually legal. To their party, to their party constitution. I mean, they're not doing something out of the ordinary. So if we're talking about curbing this, where do we start from? We can't stop illegality.
There are several things that we need to do.
Okay.
And the onus will be on us, the people. And I know Marianne would always say, who are these people?
Yeah.
When we say these things. Well, the onus falls on us as a people, as Nigerians,
right,
as civil society, to push for legislation that will deal with these issues. We already have some laws, but they're not being enforced. So you also need to find a way to compel government and agencies of government to enforce some of these laws. So, for example, we need a legislation that will put a cap on the spending of candidates before they even get the ticket of their parties. There has to be legislation. We can't run away from these things, because that's where it starts from.
But there was a push for that in the re-amendment of the 2002 Electoral Act. But I think that that point is still under. But we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're still talking about how we can discourage money politics in Nigeria. And there seems to be a lot of, you know, there's like a lot of loopholes that need to be plugged, not just in the Constitution, but in the system in its entirety.
When the guilty one is the person supposed to change the law, it gets a bit difficult.
I've asked you this many times, Segun.
It gets very
How do I cut my nose off to spite my face?
It can't be about them.
Yeah.
That's why I said Nigerians.
All right. We can
talk about the how.
We will come back and talk about service in itself, if there is anything like that in this country, especially when it comes to our legislators. Stay with us.
All right, we're back. It's 11:40 on the clock, 11:41 in a second, and we are still right here. Sorry about that break. Well, we're not really sorry, but we're sorry.
We're not sorry.
All right, we're back. And we're going to be rounding off because the conversation is getting hotter, and our guest is right in the studio. And he was going to say something about how we will get on the right to be able to do this. How do we minimize this? What is the way out? How do we discourage money politics? Is there something we can do as a people? Mr. Shokwito.
Well, so I always say that the solution to almost any problem that has to do with behavior is consequence management. There simply are no consequences. So what needs to happen is that as a people, we need to fight to ensure that there are consequences for these things.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are videos, for example, of dollars changing hands during the primaries, where are those videos today? Where are they? How come nobody is using that and going to an EFCC to, you know, push like a petition or something? So that's, you know, we need to fight and push for consequences to happen when these things happen. At the polling unit, when there is vote buying, people witness it. We see it. We need to record those things as citizens. And so I'm calling out on Nigerians, as we approach the elections proper, let us remember that it's not just about casting your vote. It goes way beyond that. That's only a small part of the process. You need to go there very woke, if I may use that expression. You need to go there with your eyes, your mind, your consciousness very wide awake and open. And you need to take records.
But there are people who leave their homes and they're going there for the money they're going to make the polling unit.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
how do we change the mindsets of those people?
There's nothing you can do about it, Marianne, unfortunately, because they're poor. You know, this is they're poor. It's almost like they don't have a choice. You know, the 5,000 naira, the 10,000 naira they will get can sustain some of these guys for a month.
Mm-hmm.
1 month. You know, so even though you know, you're educated, you understand, you have perspective, so you know that 1 month is nothing compared to 4 years. But hello, the guy just wants to survive the next day. He doesn't know what he's going to eat tomorrow. So I have no issues with those people. They're doing what they're doing because they have to. What we who know that we don't have to take that money, we will not take that money, should do is not to turn an eye. Nigerians turn an eye from everything too much. Societies that work because citizens insist that it must work. So citizens in Nigeria need to start, and you know, again, I'm saying it's a call, I'm calling out to Nigerians, get your camera with you when you're going to the polling unit. Get your camera with you and record. Nobody can stop you. The only thing that you can't do is to take your camera into the booth itself. But when you are in that environment, please be recording. Be live streaming, you know, as much as you can. You know, we can do this. A lot of platforms are being set up by, you know, people in the civil society to allow reporting of these things to happen. You know, there's so many of them. So again, you know, let's be aware of those things. Let's port into them and let's try to do our little bit. As we're talking off air, you know, we're saying, you know, we can only try.
Yeah.
We can't give up.
I want to go to the phone lines. I want to bring Lagos into this conversation. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You could also join the conversation if you're a lady. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We're live. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoFM99.3. You can also join us live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Twitter, to us on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. But before then, we talked about our legislators, who are the people who have to make the laws that would suit us, that would help dissuade, you know, this money politics and how much money people have to spend just because they want to serve. So I asked the question before I went on that break. When you say that it's not possible to cut off your nose to spite your face, because most of these legislators are there for their self-interest. Mm-hmm. Again, back to sieving. Many of us don't do politics at all because it's a dirty game. How do we intend to change the tide then?
There are two angles to that. Of course, get involved in politics. Come on, you know, just join a party. It's you know, it's important, because it's only when you are in there that you see what's happening, and then you can start strategizing on what to do about it. That's one. But we know that everybody can't join political parties. Everybody is not, you know, people are different, mm-hmm. right? So if you can't join a party, be conscious, be aware. If you can't do that, write petitions, you know, organize protests. There's a whole array of weapons available to citizens to try and force and compel these people who will not cut their nose. They will not cut their nose to spite their face. We all know. They're getting benefits from all of these things. So the legislation will require, they will not push it by themselves. So we need to push them.
Hmm.
And there have been examples in the past, Marianne Stretch, that when we actually unite behind a cause, we win. There are examples. No to social media campaign, for example. The Ruga campaign, for
not
example.
Not too young to run,
mm-hmm, for example. Run. There's so many examples where Nigerians won the battle, you know, against the politicians. So all we need to do is to put in the required effort, with the required energy, the required... Unfortunately, sadly, the challenge is somebody has to lead that.
Mm.
And that leadership, providing that leadership from civil society, is a bit challenging.
Let's call you out again on phone lines. Let's call you on the phone lines once again. 0700-993-993-993. And Mr. Segun Sokuton is right in the studio right here. And if you're a lady, I know you won't call, but I hope you do. 01465-7190. I need a female voice. 01465-7190. Let's get to talk about this. Well, just playing the advocate here. People might say, when we came out together, when the country was held, when we came to a standstill, at the end of it, a panel was set up. Nothing came out of it. Will this be the same if we do this again, this time around? But while you're thinking about that, let's see. We have a call on the line. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Yeah. So I say good morning, sir.
Morning, I greet you.
One thing again I want us to do is the INEC. They need to help us. Any party that foment trouble in any of the voting locations, like you said, come with your camera and whatever, find out where the party that person belongs to, all those group of people, then I make to deal with such parties. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. So, of course, we also know that INEC offices have been under attack lately.
Absolutely.
It just seems like we're going back to what happened when we kept having fire incidences. But then it took Serap to say, INEC, you need to fish out these perpetrators and deal with them so that it doesn't continue. But INEC is not necessarily a law enforcement agency, so again,
they're
really.
INEC,
can they have the power to prosecute?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they
constitutionally,
can't.
It's clear.
It's clear. The divisions are clear. And the truth of the matter, in fact, they're doing more than they ought to be doing anyway. Because, you know, there's the issue of the unbundling of INEC.
Yeah.
So this issue of consequence, for example, INEC is, you know, the logistics involved in running an election is huge. It's a lot of work.
Of course, as it is.
So for them to then now have the capacity, internal capacity, for example, to gather the records required to pursue election offenders is an ask. It's something they can do, but it's an ask.
All right, someone is asking a question here. He says, what's up, Lagos? Please ask your guest to explain what it takes to join a party. Your name is Daniel.
That's straightforward now. Yeah. Just find the nearest office, you know, to you. See, you might be shocked to hear this, even if it's APC or PDP. Just join a party. You know, I don't like APC, I don't like PDP, but join a party.
Yeah.
You are better off.
And if you don't like what's happening in the party, maybe you can be the game changer.
Yeah, exactly. And you go change it.
Because you see, a lot of Nigerians complain about how the kinds of people that these parties throw up at the end of the day, and then you're left to, you know, pick between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Absolutely.
And if we have more people, like-minded people in these political parties, whether they be godfathers or not, we can influence. It's a game of numbers.
Absolutely. So if enough people get in there, then who knows? And then if you don't believe in APC or PDP, like somebody like me, join Labour Party. join AAC,
ZLP.
Join ZLP. You know, yeah, there's so many of them out there. SDP is there, you know. Mm-hmm. Join them and try to be the change that you want to see.
All right, he's asking further, does it require a fee to join? Bro,
no.
At least get up first.
Look,
now.
Most of these parties will have some sort of a membership fee, usually about 500 naira, 1,000 naira, something that's really...
Get your name on the register, get a card.
Just go. Do something, look for that. He's like he said, it doesn't have to be the party of your best choice. Start somewhere. You can also move from one party to another if you don't like what's happening there.
I like the politician. All right, we'll take a few more calls. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or you can also call 01 if you're a lady. 01465-7190. 01465-7190.
They don't normally...
01465-7190 for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap up, because I think we have just 2 minutes to go on the show this morning, but we have a message.
Yeah, the message, yeah. What's up, Lagos? You can join... Okay, this one is asking to join AAC for free. All right, so you can get online. They even just check
there's
out
so
the parties.
There's so many political parties in Nigeria join. You can join. There's the YPP for young people. There's so many parties you can join. We don't want to try to
we're not
parties. We're not selling parties this morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. You're my last caller. Good
what's
morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Morning. What's your name, sir? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, we didn't get your name.
Is that, Prosper from Chevron.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Prosper.
From Chevron.
Go ahead, Prosper.
My question is that we are seeing that is happening to INEC, don't they have a CCTV camera that will be transparent, that even though those burn and all those things, that they can be able to investigate and come out with the truth of the matter? Because my problem is that it's as if INEC knows what they are doing. They know what's in stake. So when you are saying about police or not police, normally they too are supposed to carry on their own investigation first before they put it on police hand. So please, my question, let him answer my question. Don't they have the camera?
Man, Mr. Shogun
Shogun doesn't work with INEC.
Let me ask you the way. Doesn't INEC have CCTV camera?
Am I supposed to know?
Do they not know what's at stake?
Do they know what's at stake?
Eh?
You know, I mean, we laugh about it, but, you know, it makes a good point. How come these things happen and nothing happens thereafter, you know? So INEC has questions to answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes a very strong point. Why don't we have CCTV footage of what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, somebody must have entered or something, you know? Yeah. So
big questions that need answers. Unfortunately, time is never on our side and we have to go on this break. But Segun Chopitan is the chairman, ACT Network. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio. And we can never stop having these voter education conversations.
Thank you so much for taking our time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for braving the traffic. Well, it's What's Up, Lagos. When we come back from the break, we will be saying our goodbyes, all right?